fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Friday, the 14th day of April. The prepper tip of the day is to review and make sure all your fire protection equipment is in perfect working order. You're going to want a small fire extinguisher near the kitchen stove, one in each vehicle. Make sure you got fire protection equipment for the grounds you live on. It would be garden hoses and maybe another really large fire extinguisher. That's your prepper tip of the day. And make sure you know how to use these things properly and safely, by the way. We have patient Wendy Greenman, my friend, Dr. Scott Huff. Dr. Huff is my personal physician, living and working in Metro St. Louis area. We'll be talking about the events today and health-related matters. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning, John.
You sound perky and alert this morning, sir.
Amazing what a good night's sleep can do for you.
It is amazing. Well, before we go much farther, what website would you like to give out today, sir?
My website would be drcscotthuff.com.
And is doctor spelled out or abbreviated?
Abbreviated drcscotthuff.com.
Okay, got it. Well, doctor, I signed up to run the 100-meter dash on June the 10th in Columbia. I was going to do the Senior Olympics in St. Louis, but I found out that the people in charge are allowing the men to compete in the girls' events. So I'm not going to contribute to my money to that insanity. They're still sane enough in Columbia with the what they call the Missouri Senior Games to not allow the men to compete against the women, which, of course, is horrible for all the obvious reasons. But I'll be seeking your advice and counsel as to how to prepare the next 8 weeks. We talked briefly that I should be doing wind sprints. So my first question is, how can I simulate wind sprints on a rebounder trampoline? My first thought is to sprint for, well, maybe 15 or 20 seconds and then jog for maybe a minute to simulate a wind sprint on a track. What do you think, sir?
That's a good place to start. That's similar to high-intensity interval training approach. So
yeah, it's better. Yeah, I'd rather be on a track. It's really handy to have a rebounder trampoline. I don't have to travel. There's probably there may be one or two supplements that may help me with anybody who runs. the quicker you can get oxygen to your bloodstream, the better off you're going to be, isn't it?
Affirmative. Well, the more oxygen you can transport, all the better.
Absolutely. And I'll be using peppermint beneath my nostrils to help increase the oxygen intake, peppermint essential oil by doTERRA.
And vasodilation, yes.
Yes, sir. My grandson was a college football player. I showed him, we were having breakfast, I showed him what the doTERRA peppermint oil under your nostrils can do. It was a real wake-up call for him. And he performed quite well. I read a quote. I kept this on the back of my nameplate on my desk when I became a homicide detective half a century ago. It's pretty faded because it's been taped to this piece of walnut for half a century. But here's the little, this comes from an author of a book who wrote about money. Those who are unaware are unaware of being unaware. I found it to be pretty ubiquitous and pretty true almost all the time. Haven't you, sir?
Yeah. I think I've even seen a drawing where you have the overlapping circles, you know, that diagram that out. In the sense that there's what you know, there's, you know, what you don't know, and then there's another small portion that covers the portion of what you just talked about. So
it's the beginning point is awareness, isn't it?
Yep.
For sure. In the absence of that, you'll remain ignorant.
Yeah, unfortunately. And that's when things rear their ugly head to bite you in the butt.
Right. Now, it's things I'm ignorant of and will forever remain ignorant of and have no care to find out. For example, how to transplant a heart. I have no need. I will gladly remain ignorant of that skill and expertise. I have no need for it. But there's other things that people remaining ignorant of. Well, let's talk about vaccinations, for example. Failure to learn about vaccinations and remaining ignorant of vaccinations in general can lead to all kinds of dire circumstances, including death, couldn't it?
Sure can. Just had another patient inform me of a near relative that has this cancerous tissue formation on top of their head, and it's the only last living relative they have, and yes, they were jabbed 3 times. So, but you know, I haven't didn't encourage them to go ahead and sign the death certificate yet. I said there's lots that can be done, but the person has to be willing to do the work and invest themselves in creating change first and foremost. Obviously not doing more stabs of themselves.
Well, I visited your office earlier this week, and I visited a friend of mine before that who told me that he's got the COVID vaccination clot shot and 5 boosters as he's sitting there with his left arm shaking uncontrollably, which I've seen that too among other COVID vaccination recipients, that they get these uncontrollable tremors. Have you noticed that yourself?
Yes, it makes me, look at it, what you see in a person with Parkinsonian disease. They just can't control it, or a non-essential tremor. So, weird stuff.
Well, doctor, are you aware that the country of Switzerland has now banned the use of the COVID vaccinations and boosters, except they allow doctors to administer these still on one hand. On the other, the new law makes the doctors personally responsible for any vaccine injury or booster injury.
Wow.
Which tells me they're probably going to bring that to a screeching halt, aren't they? That personal liability on the part of the doctors.
Yeah. When you don't have something to CYA, you definitely are going to double question what you're going to do and how you're going to do it.
I've been a great admirer of Switzerland for decades, for a number of reasons. They're a landlocked country that has been in the middle of some of the worst wars in recorded human history, without participating in those wars, particularly World War I and World War II. that by itself tells me a lot about the country. Doesn't it tell you a lot?
Sure does. For sure. Yeah.
A country with a extremely low murder rate, extremely low crime rate in general, on one hand, on the other, pretty much every home where there's a healthy adult male between 18 and 60 years old, almost all those homes have a functional machine gun and ammunition on the premises, in the home.
Mm-hmm. That's what I understood.
That's what you understand correctly, sir. So it sounds like the way to have a country with a low murder rate and a low crime rate is to have a functional machine gun in every home where a man 18 to 60 years old lives. Would that be a good way to have a safe country?
Seems to be the case. And
it does, doesn't it?
All the data that we've seen presented, even if you recall what back several years where the NRA, where we had the massive gun expo down here in downtown St. Louis.
Oh, the NRA convention, right.
Yes, we had a massive drop in crime just because they weren't sure if someone was going to be packing or not. So they, you had all the criminals going, well, you know, I'm gonna let this one go.
Yeah, yeah, that's an accurate observation there. Well, Doctor, I'm 75 years old. I'm running the 100-meter dash in competition in 8 weeks. Men and women my age frequently have trouble walking, let alone running, don't they?
Many times, yeah.
It's the last time I ran a competition, I ran 15.7 seconds at age 60, which people regard as remarkable at the time. And I guess I'm at a point now where it's becoming almost extraordinary to be athletic at my age, you know, which I'm okay with that. But it doesn't have to be extraordinary. And if people have proper nutrition, a reasonable amount of exercise, a great mental attitude, they can have optimal health as well, can't they, sir?
Yep. That's what I strive to do every day with people.
Well, there's never going to be a shortage of people who need your help, is there, Doctor?
Nope. And that's why I offer a whole systems wellness approach that enables those people to understand how their own unique biochemistry interacts with their environment, lifestyle, mindset, and their nutrition.
Well, before you came on, I was talking about how people like supplements, but self-prescribing supplements is not the wisest thing. I advocate a chiropractor such as yourself who specializes in nutrition to help the person decide what supplements if they need and also how many to take and when to take them. And use kinesiology to reach that determination. And I got a question for you, Doctor. How wise is it for a person to practice kinesiology on themselves to reach conclusions?
Never seen it work.
Okay. I know people who do that. They think it works for themselves. And you gave the response I thought you would give.
Look at it, there's often the inherent component is that there's a automatism. In other words, the ability of saying in your mindset, you're looking to find a specific thing, and so you're going to find what you're looking for.
Precisely.
And that's when you're looking at the skill set of doing applied kinesiology, you have to, keep your mind in a neutral mindset. And if anything, when I was working with you, I asked myself the question before I do something, what will this show? I wonder what's here. Instead of going, I'm expecting to find X, Y, or Z.
I would follow it up with a more simplistic statement. You can't be objective on yourself.
It's really hard. Yeah.
You can't. But medical doctors do. Medical doctors typically live 10 years shorter lifespan than the average healthy male because even though they're warned in medical school to not self-diagnose and not self-prescribe, pretty much all of them do it anyway, don't they?
Yep. I won't. Even when I worked with it, I work with people that, I trust, to do the same as I would do for them. It gives an objective perspective. Yeah, I can provide my input insight, but it's still, a clinician that goes, yes, here, this is what we're doing next. Great. So, but.
Well, at the drcscotthealth.com website, what are people going to find that can help them get started?
Well, it's a landing page that gives a highlight of a little bit about myself, as well as, my background as to how I approach things differently. I've dedicated my life to empowering individuals, with knowledge that not only identifies, but also addresses the true root cause of illnesses. Okay, yes, I can provide, sometimes there is a need for supplementation, but the term supplementation gives you the understanding. It's a supplement. So in other words, where should you be getting these things? You should be getting them from a varied and diverse food intake. Okay, now that can vary depending on the individuals as to their specific needs, but that's what I've fervored to do, to understand and be able to apply for each individual patient, so that way we can identify, here are what your specific needs are this time, so this is what you're going to do, this is how you're going to implement it. And it's just fascinating to watch people blow past their expectations of what they've done to where they can go and what they can become.
Now, most adults in this country, if I use the two terms allopathic and homeopathic medicine, they would probably look at me like I did, like, a deer in the headlight stare, not know what I'm talking about. But medicine is mostly allopathic medicine practice with medical doctors. And as opposed to what you do, what they're trained to do is to diagnose a symptom and then prescribe a specific medication to make that symptom go away.
That raises a great point. Unfortunately, you'll find more and more medical practitioners that are looking for that smoking gun. They're looking for that diagnosis, so that way, yes, it fulfills the criteria necessary for, providing that medication. But I don't work with diagnosis. As a consultant, what I'm providing is we're going to be working with a systems-based approach and identifying where your systems aren't working and correct the systems so that way your body can do what God designed it to do, balance, self-regulate, and heal. So it's a very, very different approach.
It is. It is. If you have a question or comment, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, Doctor, what direction would you like to go next, sir?
Well, I'm kind of curious where your take is on the National Cattlemen's Association in regards to injecting the cows with the MNRA.
Well, if I recall correctly, they say it's not being done at the moment.
Huh, that's interesting. Yeah, it does say that on the NCBA website, and then they have a statement saying that, nope, we don't do MRA, but I have a video of, one of the guys from the Missouri Cattlemen's Association stating specifically that's exactly what they do, is they inject all of their cows. And then once they sell those cows, they, get new cows, and then they do the same thing again.
If the man from the Missouri Cattlemen's Association says they're injecting cattle in Missouri with the mRNA vaccine?
Yep.
Well, that's very strong testimony, to say the least.
Yeah. And if I hadn't heard him say it, I would have been like, really? So you really have to question where your food's coming and where it's coming from. There's a lot more going out there where they're looking to do even more with even just vegetables and so forth, where they, use science, I guess, if you want to call it. Right. Chemistry to, put the, vaccines into the food. And I'm like, no,
well,
I just want real food.
I live in cattle country, and I'm on a first name basis with a number of cattle ranchers, and their practice typically is to not spend a nickel they don't need to. They will give what they need to give to the cattle to keep them healthier and so forth. But if they don't need to spend a nickel, they won't. That's the cattlemen I know out here. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. This hour is sponsored by The Energy Cleaner. If you have arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, what are you waiting for? I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee and an energy cleaner. Need a great night's sleep? Well, we all do. Same thing. You need an energy cleaner. Details at my website. I just picked up a fresh batch of energy cleaners yesterday, so they're back in stock. And all the details are at my website. You can place your order right there using PayPal, or you can call my toll-free hour line. You don't want to give your credit card out on the internet? I understand. 800-592-9543. Visiting with Dr. Scott Huff, my personal physician. His website's drcscotthuff.com. I say again, drcscotthuff.com. You want to get on the road to optimal health and well-being? That's certainly a way to do it, isn't it, doctor?
Indeed it is.
Well, doctor, I know you and your wife are planning on having children sometime, and if you have a boy and he's a teenager, it probably would not be a wise thing to let him do what I did. I bought the automobile I bought was the 10th fastest automobile on the planet just a few years before. And as that audio clip just said, it was not, for me, it wasn't 7,000 RPMs. It was 5,000 RPMs at 100 miles an hour going to high school at 5,000 RPMs. It was just like described in the audio. Everything is different. Mm-hmm. No windshield, by the way. No windshield. As my magnetic bumper sticker, my Triumph, my current Triumph says, windshields are for sissies. But my angels were with me. I learned a lot. I survived it. And it's probably not the best thing for parents to allow a youngster to do, is it?
Probably not. No.
Probably not.
I guess I'm blessed that my parents weren't in the position to square me up on something stupid fast. So.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. The combination of that kind of automobile and the hormones of an 18-year-old was a sight to behold, to say the least.
Yeah. Even when I looked at motorcycles, it was there was always the allure of riding a crotch rocket and peeling your eyelids back over your forehead, going ballistic speeds. But common sense, took hold, and I ended up getting a Harley Davidson instead, and rode that for quite a while. And Harley Davidsons aren't meant for going ballistic speeds; they're meant for cruising. So
that's right. My motorcycle is a cruiser also, and it's very enjoyable. Doctor, getting back to health and nutrition, it's poorly understood by the majority of Americans what nutrition is, proper nutrition. And it's I see this all the time. I'm old enough to remember when I was in elementary school, there was one fat kid in my class. He probably had a hormone problem. I don't know. But now obesity has become ubiquitous among American society, unfortunately. And it's mainly due to processed food being consumed, soft drinks, no matter what kind of soft drinks, and every kind of processed food imaginable is largely responsible for what we're seeing, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd add more to that, that you've got your environmental inputs that would compound that. And then you've got deficiencies of nutrients, amino acids, and so forth in the body through omission, because people tend to eat the common things over and over again. They don't have that diverse intake to provide their body with the nuts and bolts that the body needs to function properly. I mean, when you look at how the thyroid functions, there is a multitude of different nutrients and vitamins and minerals that have to be there for the thyroid to work right. If it doesn't, you're going to have a person that's going to look overweight. Okay. I'm working more of a hypothyroid type function, but it's about evaluating what that person's specific needs are so that we can actually make the changes needed. And then they can go, so I don't have to be regulated to living off from Synthroid the rest of my life. Oh, yeah. Well, let's see why your body's doing that in the first place.
Is there, now, I've noticed, I have not done studied up on this, but it seems like an unusual percentage of women in the metro St. Louis area that have had thyroid issues and had their thyroid removed. Is my observation accurate? Is there an unusually high percentage of women in metro St. Louis as opposed to the rest of the country, or is that my imagination?
I don't know about the rest of the country, but I have seen, many women that are told, my thyroid's bad, so I, that's why they put me on this, or they found a growth in the thyroid, and so they irradiated it, or they excised it and cut it out. Okay, can't really base it on what they were driving at, because we don't know the context of what they were looking at. But context is the most important aspect. What's the context of why your body's doing that? You can have a great example. When a woman puts a birth control into their system, that affects what's called a negative feedback loop to the brain. Because you're putting an exogenous hormone, so a hormone from outside the body into the body, which then goes back to the brain, and the hypothalamus pituitary axis, which is the master gland that controls all the downstream glands, and it's telling it, hey, shut up.
Quit. Hold on, doctor. We got a break. We got a break. There was no bump.
Days gone by, okay.
Earth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American-made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind.
Now we're back. Okay. My website is thelibertyman.com. If you want to know what's going on with the COVID clot shot, the real information from world-class scientists and doctors, such as Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer, pretty short list of men and women with that level of credentials in virology, but that's Dr. Michael Yaden telling us flat out, no ifs, ands, or buts, that the COVID vaccinations and their boosters are meant to hurt and kill people. Also, 9 pages, single-spaced, a judge forced Pfizer to release the side effects of the Pfizer vaccination and boosters. 9 pages, single-spaced. It's about the scariest thing you'll ever read, quite frankly. And, of course, products that will help you there at the LibertyMan.com, such as the Energy Cleaner, which I've talked about a lot, the Ready Pure water filters, the Liberator rocket heaters. We'll be talking about those at the bottom, at the top of the third hour. Products will help you achieve your goals at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Scott Huff. His website is drcscotthuff.com. I say again, drcscotthuff.com. And if you've got a question or comment, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. What do you want to go next, doctor?
Well, I want to put out a reminder that in regards to our conversation earlier for the Cattlemen's Association, that Congress removed the country of origin labeling requirements from our food, so they don't have disclosure laws. Like here in Missouri, we have HB 1169, you know, which, you know, the seller then doesn't know what's in our food. Okay, we do know that, you know, the messenger RNA is transmissible through milk when it's ingested, based on, you know, a study that I've got that I can provide you as well. But lots goes on there.
Right, right. Well, I fully support HB, Missouri House Bill HB 1169, and we need to get that passed. The legislative session doesn't last that many more weeks before they adjourn for the year, so hopefully that will get passed. And it's the opposition to it makes no sense, because it's simply a bill requiring labeling, so people can make an informed decision about what goes into their body, can't they?
Yeah, that would be the idea. Would think it would be just common sense, but
so what's wrong with that? I don't see anything wrong with that at all. But that's the way it is. We would like to see similar legislation passed in all 50 states, but I don't expect it in the blue states at all. But some of the red states may pass similar legislation, couldn't they?
Hopefully so. Depends on, I guess, where they stand on standing for the people or standing for some other entity.
Right, right. Well, it's a legislative matter. It's important. And people need a plan B to get clean food in case this legislation is not passed, don't they?
Yep.
Well, for getting beef, that's pretty easy for me out here. I got I'm surrounded by cattle ranches, and one of the families I know, they sell the beef retail. Most of these guys just take it to the auction and drop it off and get a check. It's you know, a plan B is going to be work and expense for most people, isn't it?
Yep, especially since it's not one of those things that you just run out the door and run down the street and you have XYZ options to walk in and say, hey, I want better. I want something where I know what I'm getting. It's not there. You have to dig and trudge through a lot of minutia to be able to understand and have a good wherewithal and understanding of what you need to know before you can say, okay, yeah, that's acceptable. Because there's a lot of stuff, you know, where they scrub the information. One of the examples where on the websites, for example, when you're searching for messenger RNA, they're scrubbing it from the discussion, and now they're calling it particle RNA and RNA technology.
Absolutely.
So, well, and, you know, since there's nothing that requires them in legislation for disclosure, you know, you're just going to keep changing the damn name.
Right, right, right. Pretty devious, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Got to stay ahead of the curve. I guess that's what they're trying to do. But people who can be smarter, they just have to, you know, take a stand and make a demand from the people that are supposed to represent them.
I want to have a discussion that will help all American men out there, and that has to do with PSA tests. I was advised to take a PSA test. I think I was maybe 50 years old, and it came up with a 12. And luckily, the doctor was honest and ethical. And he says, oh, John, once it gets above 100, you know, may come and see me. But what's happening right now, and has been happening for 25 plus years, a PSA above 3 is frequently treated as danger, danger, time for surgery and radiation, destroying men's lives.
Yeah, feminizing them for sure.
My kid brother had a PSA of 9, and they wanted him to do radiation, destroying his life as a normal, healthy male. And I talked to him. I worked with him. I got a second PSA test to demonstrate that I was willing to do that, and told him how healthy I was with a elevated PSA. It's no big deal. But
well, the
sad
part is there's many things that can actually raise the PSA that has nothing to do with prostate cancer. Great example. If you have sex, you know, the night before you have your PSA test done, it will raise your PSA.
Right, right. Well,
there's many things like that. So
he didn't pay attention to his older brother. He went ahead and got the radiation, which wrecked his the rest of his life. Another friend of mine, locally, he had an elevated PSA. I think it was a 8 or 9, and I said, look, 25 years ago I had a PSA of 12. Am I a healthy guy or not? Well, he went ahead and got the radiation, destroying his life. And gentlemen, if you're listening to Dr. Huff and I, if you have a slightly elevated PSA, it's a big nothing burger, to quote Hillary Clinton.
Well, a few times you can actually quote her.
Well, a few times I feel comfortable with quoting Hillary. But how many tens of thousands of men have had their lives ruined for no good reason?
Well, when it comes to any medical, intervention, always, always, always get a second opinion.
Well, in this area, most of these medical doctors, the majority of them all think and believe the same thing, unfortunately, don't they?
Yeah, well, that's why sometimes you have to bounce around and find other practitioners, dig deeper. That's one of the reasons why I put myself in a position where I can, look at things from outside the box and look at things differently instead of getting stuck on the, as you were pointing out for your brother, diagnoses, which is interesting because diagnoses, if you break up the word into its Latin derivation, it means two people don't know.
Oh, really? That's revealing, to say the least.
Yeah.
this 5-minute conversation may save the lives, the normal life of a lot of men nationwide, I hope. Don't you think, Doctor?
Well, it has the potential to save not only their lives, but their quality of life.
Precisely.
The quality of life isn't, incidental. It's purposeful. It's through making, action choices that, have significant outcomes that, that put your body and your health in the right direction to maintain it. I mean, you fervor and strive to do that with your life all the time, John.
That's right.
It's no different.
I strive all the time. And it's a never-ending quest. It's a fun quest. And it's an enjoyable quest. And I don't get tired of it. And I want to encourage other men and women to do the same thing. Don't you, Doctor?
I do it all the time.
I know you do.
I love it.
I know you do. Okay. What issue would you like to address next, sir?
Well, you had started earlier about the young kids, and I was, before the commercial break, going into about thyroid and how birth control can mess with that. So what you're looking at is that when it's affecting the hypothalamus-pituitary axis on the down regulation, that's not just sequestered to affecting, the hormone production in the body for female hormones. That affects the potential of all downstream endocrine glands. Endocrine means internal hormone production of the body, and one of those is your thyroid. So yes, I've had numerous women who have had a history of birth control, and the subsequent response or result, they end up having thyroid problems. But instead of addressing the totality of the person, the context of why they developed the problem, they're just given that smoking gun. Ah, you have a hypothyroid. We're going to put you on a thyroid med. Oh, well, we're not going to do that, synthetic stuff. We're not going to do Synthroid. Nah, we're going to go for the good stuff that's got T3 in it called Armor. Okay? There are times and places where, drugs are needed. Don't misunderstand me. But what I'm saying is that all too often the knee-jerk response is to, put them, ahead on that and say, hey, we're going to blast off in this direction with this drug instead of trying to take the time and the clinical experience to analyze that person as an individual and figure out why they developed that problem. When you do, yes, you can yield profound results.
Profound. And where, as the saying you and I have heard a number of times, where there's life, there's hope, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. And as a doctor, it's not my position or job to take away hope. In my experience, I've had a variety of doctors tell me some pretty ridiculous things. And in turn, of course, I did everything I could and turn around and prove them wrong. But fact of the matter is I've watched and experienced, so many patients that have been told by various doctors that, well, sucks to be you. Basically, your life is going to be over at this time, giving them a timeline that's what they're going to die. And I'm like, I don't care where you're at. It's not your position to take away hope. Okay. Now, if the person does ultimately pass away, did you take away anything from them? No, you provided them with, hope of being able to move forward. But, I've moved beyond just providing hope, but providing results so that way the people can change and they can have a better quality of life.
Well, I watch 1 hour television a day. That'd be Tucker Carlson show. And there's these advertisements of these veterans who've suffered horrific injuries with leg and arm amputations. Mm-hmm. Sometimes both legs gone, one arm gone. And these men, these are obviously injuries that could have cost them their lives right there on the spot. But rapid modern medical intervention saved their lives. And these men, they go on to have a fun-filled, productive life with their families, the people they love, enjoying life. They didn't give up, did they?
Nope. Gotta admire it.
It is. It would be a tough place to be, lying there in the mud in Afghanistan with both legs gone, part of an arm gone, maybe part of the other arm gone, quadruple. But having the attitude, I'm going to survive, I'm going to move forward, I'm going to see my wife, I'm going to see my children again. And it takes that kind of intestinal fortitude and attitude to survive something like that. But people that don't have that kind of injury can overcome far less issues and move forward as well, can't they?
Yeah. Well, it's also taking the context of deframing their frame of mind, from the bleak outlook and reframing it, to a positive, brighter outlook of creating possibility rather than, determined failure and ultimate demise. So that's part of the conversation I'll have with a person. For sure, is sometimes we have to have the, deframing, preframing, and then reframing of how they're looking at something so that way they can move forward.
That's right. That's right. Well, attitude is a big part of everything we're discussing here, isn't it, sir?
Attitude, desire, their disposition, their relationship with God. There's lots of it that goes into play for sure.
Absolutely. Well, it all works together. We're not simple biological pieces of humanity. We're also spiritual, emotional beings, aren't we?
Yep. And it all plays a role, but it's all about living your life in balance. So.
Okay, we got a caller here. We got Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Can you hear me?
Hey,
Go
Pat.
Ahead, Pat.
Hi. I just wanted to know if you, Dr. Hupp, or John, where you can go and find out all the words that they use to deceive you on these labeling bills that we're fighting for here. Tennessee's got a really good description of it. They even describe what a vaccine's supposed to be, not what they call it, So another thing is... my sons told me, some of them, that all the names that they put on there that mean something else, like yeast extract means MSG, right? And bioengineered, what does that mean?
What does bioengineered mean?
On a label. Okay, you haven't run into that yet. We're going to have a whole dictionary of what the words they put on a label really means. Like you said, that mRNA these particles, something, they're calling it particle what?
Nanoparticle. Yeah, it's just word salad to confuse people, yeah.
Nanoparticle. Okay, I'm talking about words that are deceiving people.
Yeah.
Yeah, is there any place that we could go and find out all those words?
No, unfortunately, there's not. I don't know of a central locale that tells you that messenger RNA can be referred to as particle RNA or RNA technology or whichever. Maybe there is someone that's taken the time to do it. I just don't know of one. No.
What we're going to have to do to get these bills passed correctly, these labeling bills?
You have to lobby. You have to talk to your reps and state senators.
Mm-hmm.
Pat, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. We got a top of the hour break. I mean, just about the next, our last break, so we'll be back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, in trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the pandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes, and...
Stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong.
And we'll rock till break of dawn. This feels like heaven. Just you and me. This feels like heaven.
You're listening to RBN in defense of the Republic.
In the land of cotton wool, down there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, it looks like we got one last caller here, Dr. Charlie in Florida, almost out of time.
Oh, yeah. Hi, John. Hi, doctor. I just wanted to comment. I've got my doctor's ordered me to have a MRI and a CAT scan done, or I guess it's one of those ultrasounds, because I have a high elevated PSA. And I just wanted to ask John about how long ago it was his PSA was elevated like that. And then what should I do if they want to, if he recommends this, prostate surgery, what should I do? Because
mine was a 12, and that was 25 years ago.
Yeah, okay.
Your PSA,
I've been eating these seeds. I don't know what it is. I don't know. I just know he said it was elevated, and he wanted to have me have these tests to look at it.
Well, these urologists, they're unethical. They either don't know or they want to make some money. If it gets above 100, then you got an issue. But yours is probably an 8 or a 9, most likely. It's not a big so what? It's a big so what? It's a nothing burger.
Okay. All right, I appreciate that. Yeah, because I was a little worried about it. Yeah. All right, thank you, guys.
They can make you pretty worried. Yeah, prostate. My grandfather died of prostate cancer. It's no small thing. Prostate cancer is a big deal, isn't it, doctor?
Yes, it is. But you got to find the reason why. You got to understand as well, if there's a hormonal imbalance, that can even drive the prostate to develop more. There's just as many estrogen receptors in the prostate as there are testosterone.
Absolutely.
Arguably even more. So that could, if you have a hormone imbalance where there's more estrogen in the body, you can actually be making more proliferation of prostate cells due to the imbalance. And that's just one of many examples. So the objective would be analyzing the individual for what's going on. Because, and you're not going to get that from the, prostate oncologist that's, he's dealing with. The stuff that I do is founded on extensive clinical research and experience. The protocol that we have, that empowers you, the individual, with knowledge, systems, and strategies, to take solid corrective action, in their life. That's what's needed. And it reveals exactly what their biochemical individual is.
Right. Can you carry the show? I got a UPS at the door. Can you carry the show for the next minute?
Sure.
Okay.
As I was saying, you can, whenever you reveal what your biochemical individuality and genetic uniqueness is, that sets you apart from every other human being. And that's what has to be analyzed, And you learn by embracing yourself as a category of one, the ability to rid yourself of whatever it is, that's preventing you from living a happy, healthy, and full life.
That's right. I'm back. I took care of UPS.
Well, it's because you can run so fast, John.
Yeah. Well,
in regards to that running that you mentioned earlier, when they're trying to do that woke thing, the last thing I threw out there is that, that's cost to Bud Light $6 billion now.
I say good for them. It couldn't happen to a better bunch.
Yep.
Doctor, thank you. We appreciate it. We'll have you back next Friday. We appreciate it, sir.
We'll talk to you later, John. Have a great weekend.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. The
because you can handle the truth.